local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, if you've been complaining about fall and fall temps not getting here, complaining can stop today. 47 now at our studios, heading for a high in the mid-70s. Dr. Bill with more details coming up right after traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Vincent's on Stowing and Recovery. Traffic Center just clearing up the accident northbound 65 they had on the Government Street overpass. Beyond that, it looks good. We've got heavier traffic along 98 from Fairhope and Daphne, but Spanish Ford across the Bayway, the Causeway, downtown Mobile looks good so far with no major delays. At Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road, this week you'll receive a 5-day trip to the Caribbean for two. Fill out an application, bring in your initial deposit, and you receive a gift after closing on your new home. Pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5, and information aplenty this morning. Keep you up in the loop with traffic, and Kane will keep us updated there. Dr. Bill will talk about the fall-like temps, but rain in the mix this week, and the three things you got to know before you get to work, three big things, top of the stack on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Now, with headlines, here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities have made an arrest in a hit-and-run deadly crash in Baldwin County. Last Thursday night, Alabama State Troopers responded to the crash involving a pedestrian on I-10 near Robertsdale. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency has identified the victim as 43-year-old Maria Osorio of Gretna, Louisiana. They also confirmed she was originally a passenger in a vehicle which pulled over to the shoulder of the interstate near the 43-mile marker. Authorities say she exited the vehicle and walked into the road and was hit and killed. That driver leaving the scene. But less than 24 hours later, Alabama State Troopers, they arrested 48-year-old Ronald Milford Sims of Pensacola. He now faces a charge of felony leaving the scene of an accident. Bond has been set at $20,000. Authorities were able to locate the vehicle in Loxley, and that's when they contacted Florida authorities. Sims has been booked into the Baldwin County Jail. An investigation continues into why Osorio ever walked into the roadway. Changes coming to a hurricane-ravaged town, a couple of them actually, and that's bringing a sigh of relief to Florida as alcohol bans have been lifted in Bay County and Panama City. Those bans were put in place once Hurricane Michael touched down about 2 weeks ago now. The Panama City Beach City Council also changed the curfew within its city limits to 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and they lifted the alcohol moratorium, allowing liquor to be sold from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Bay County then followed suit. The Panama City Beach City Council concluded that, quote, although a public emergency remains in many portions of incorporated and unincorporated Bay County, conditions in the city have been sufficiently restored so as to permit the sale, dispensing, and transportation of alcoholic beverages in the city. 35 Florida counties remain under a state of emergency after that Cat 4 storm touched down. Hurricane Michael has been blamed for 35 deaths across Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, and in Virginia. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly, and that's good news over there. I know that was a kind of an eye-opener last week when they put in that ban for alcohol sales. I mean, I'm not saying people are going to be having keg parties over there in the hurricane-affected zone, but my goodness, if you lost everything, you're putting your life back together, working long days, sleeping on a cot or something like that, the fact that somebody could have a cold beer before bedtime, I mean, that's... I think that's probably an okay thing. 7:09 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Sports on the Plains with Auburn Sports Today. Also, let's check in with headlines from WKRG next.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. As Mobile police investigate a deadly weekend shooting, the victim's family plans to honor him on the same street where his life was taken. They plan to hold a candlelight vigil for Justin Mooney tonight at 7 o'clock on Raven Drive. Mooney died Saturday afternoon in his mother's driveway. He was caught in crossfire of a drive-by shooting. Mooney's family says the two other people injured were the intended targets. No arrests have been made. A homicide investigation is underway in Milton. A man was found shot to death on John Hamm Road near Highway 87. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office confirms the body was found shortly after 11:30 last night. The first deputies to arrive on the scene attempted to revive the victim, but he was pronounced dead. The victim has not been identified. More than 100,000 people across the Florida panhandle are still in the dark as crews work to restore power 12 days after Hurricane Michael. Most of those outages are in Bay County. Gulf Power spokesman Jeff Rogers says 1,200 employees are on the ground working, in addition to 6,200 people from 15 states helping out. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fall is finally here, and so are the delicious fall flavors from Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Choose from pumpkin spice, candy corn, southern cinnamon pecan, carrot cake, German chocolate cake, and banana nut bread homemade ice cream. And making its first seasonal debut, sweet potato ice cream. Get some today. Can't decide? Try them all. Celebrate the season and treat yourself to your favorite fall flavor. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Street. 49 years and still dipping.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
712 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the Plains with Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football goes into the bye week with some momentum after a 31-16 victory over Ole Miss over the weekend. Gus Malzahn after the game.
Offensively, we were able to run the football, and I think that was really a huge key. And then the third quarter, I mean, we've had trouble in third quarters. We came out and put the game away, and that defense just played outstanding. It kept away from the big plays. I mean, we really kept everything in front of us. We put pressure on them with just four guys. I thought that was a huge key. And then look at all the young guys that made plays. I mean, we have a whole bunch of young guys that are really stepping up their game. And so, good win. Now we're going to the off week. We can kind of heal up. We can kind of retool some things. I mean, we still hadn't arrived, but it was a good win today and something we can build upon.
Stats back up that youthful production comment from the head coach after this word from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Auburn rushed for 269 yards against Ole Miss. 231 of that came from freshmen. Freshmen accounted for 60% of Auburn's receiving yards against the Rebels, too. So the offense leaning on the youngsters as it goes into the bye week before hosting Texas A&M next Saturday. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Dr. Bill Williams weather presented by Summerbee Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you have school-aged children, be aware of three recent changes affecting 529 education savings plans for 2018. First, if your college student drops a class midterm, the refund is tax-free as long as he or she recontributes the refund amount into the plan within 60 days. Second, if your student attends grades K through 12, you're allowed up to a total of $10,000 every year for each child's public, private, or religious school's tuition. The third change allows funds to be rolled over from a 529 to an ABLE account up to $15,000. ABLE accounts are tax-favored accounts for people who become disabled before age 26. It's designed to help save and pay for disability-related expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, light traffic so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Accident-free conditions continue from the 1065 split off Government Airport and Dolphin at 65. Remember, Dolphin in Florida going to be closed at least through the middle of November now for that utility work. It's been slowing up traffic throughout the day, but now it's looking good with no major backups or delays. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 717 FM Talk 106.5 47. We got started this morning heading for a high in the 70s. Dr. Bill will talk more with us. Details on that and some rain on the weekend as well. Box office over the weekend. The new Halloween movie had the biggest opening in history for a movie with a female lead over 55 years old. I do. As you put enough factors in there, they'll start off with, it has the biggest opening in history for a movie with a female lead over 55 years old. Jamie Lee Curtis turns 60 next month. Second biggest opening in October ever behind Venom, which opened at $80.2 million just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got no idea.
It's a it's another superhero movie, I believe, The Venom.
See, there we go. It's all superheroes all the time. Also marks the second biggest debut for a horror movie behind last year's It remake, which cost made $123 million on its opening. And the biggest opening weekend for a Halloween movie wasn't even close, though. Rob Zombie's Halloween made $30.6 million over the four-day Labor Day weekend back in 2007. So there you go. Halloween have recently is numero uno at the box office.
And I imagine this will be another big weekend or big week for that movie, you know, going right into Halloween, the actual holiday. So it should do well for a second week.
You know what's good? So, yeah, Halloween, $77.5 million. Number two movie, which, like, every woman I know has mentioned this movie to me somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is like every one of them. Go over a 30-year age period. A Star is Born.
Yes.
They said, The Star is Born. It's got Lady Gaga in it. And Bradley Cooper. I'm like, yeah, like, I don't even know. But yeah. Every lady I talk to is fired up about this movie.
I was at a wedding this weekend, and in the bridal party, that was certainly the talk of the weekend.
See? So it's not just me. Okay. So, yeah, Venom at number three, Goosebumps at number four, The Haunted Halloween, and First Man at number five.
That's the one I want to check out.
First Man?
Yeah.
Who's in that?
That is, what's his name? He's...
that guy.
Yeah, it's the guy from The Notebook that all the ladies love, but he plays...
Oh, another one of these guys. Okay.
Doesn't he play Neil Armstrong in First Man on the Moon? So.
Oh, there you go. That guy.
Should be a good movie.
That guy. Speaking of your weekend,
uh-huh.
So you were at a wedding. You were in Lafayette, Louisiana.
That's
weekend,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
And you mentioned one of the main things you and I were talking, because I do love that town. I think I don't love it. If I had to choose, if I was given choices of places in that size city to move, Lafayette would be a place to move. I like that.
It was
like
really cool. My first time there.
It's kind of it's just a neat vibe. I've often said it reminds me of Tuscaloosa, but, you know, in Acadian country, in Cajun country. But you said, yeah, we drove through because y'all were getting ready for the wedding, right? You and the boys, y'all drove through A daiquiri bar.
Yes. Well, we went inside, but there were people doing the drive-through.
Okay, so I thought, because I've always been amused by this in Louisiana, the drive-through daiquiri bars. Yeah, I mean, they got them in New Orleans, and they got them, you know, throughout the state. And you know the argument about the open container?
Uh-huh.
Because they put a lid on it.
I know, and you know,
and
we had
you couldn't get into it, and they don't put the straw in it beforehand, so they put a lid on it, and there you have to like put the straw through yourself, so nobody would be drinking and driving.
Right, because no one would ever do that. But of course, when we were, you know, it's a wedding weekend, so everything is perfectly planned, perfectly scheduled out, and we went and did the wedding rehearsal, and then we went to this daiquiri place to kill some time before the actual rehearsal dinner that night.
Right,
and daiquiris, of course, take a little while to drink, especially if they're really cold, so it was time to leave, and most of us still had daiquiris. I got up getting ready to throw mine away, and they said, no, just put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Take it with us.
If you got a lid on it, you could never get into it. That's one of those Louisiana things. By the way, today is also the final day to register to vote for next month's general election. And register online to vote until midnight tonight. You can also register in person at local county board of registrars office until the close of business, which is around 5. Usually, registration forms sent through the mail must be postmarked by today. All right, 7:20, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teacher loved by so many was remembered by family and friends for her love of people and of her faith. On Saturday, the community said their goodbyes to Charlotte Skoda, a longtime Faith Academy teacher killed after being involved in a hit and run and succumbing to her injuries last week. Bailey Hobson has been charged with manslaughter for his involvement in the deadly accident on Schillinger Road. Pastor Scott Howard of Life Church eulogized Ms. Skoda on Saturday, saying, quote, "When it came time for Charlotte to die, she did not have to change a thing. She died the way she lived, full of love for God and for love of people. Wow." The family says they accept Hobson's apology. Two separate food delivery robberies within 2 months and arrests have been made. Last month, the victim stated an unknown subject approached him from behind on Orange Street while he was trying to deliver a pizza. The victim says the man pointed a gun at him and demanded the pizza and money. The victim said he started to run and the gunman fired multiple shots. He was shot once. The victim may have been injured, but he still was able to tell police that he saw a woman get into his vehicle and drive off. The victim was transported to the local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Then on Wednesday, October 17th, on Kippy Street, another incident involving a delivery person. This person says as he exited his vehicle to deliver food to that location, an unknown male and female got into his vehicle. He says a man was armed with a gun and demanded him to give up his property and the food. The victim did so, and then he says he ran. Thankfully, no injuries were reported in this incident. Mobile police say 20-year-old Kevin Franks is a suspect in the robbery on Kibbe Street and faces 2 counts of robbery first degree and assault second degree for his role in the crimes. 18-year-old Thomas Rogers, also arrested on October 18th, he has been charged with robbery first degree after being located with a stolen vehicle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:22, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Let's get this week started. Larry, let's talk inventory, man. Hey.
We got a tremendous inventory, Sean. You know, we've got a great selection as always. We've got third seaters, we got trucks, we got cars, we got mid-sized sport utilities, so we've got a little bit of everything for everybody.
What is what are you getting the most pressure on? Like, what the last month or so, what are people into? Is it more of those third rows, or are they looking for trucks or cars?
It's a toss-up between third rows and trucks.
All right. I've seen the selection of third rows. I've seen the pictures of third rows you have, and you have some really sharp-looking vehicles, too. And you also have financing options, whether it's something that is, you know, at the top of the price point or some of those that are more in my wheelhouse for pricing. You can get me financed.
Absolutely. You know, we got a, you know, unparalleled list of lenders. You know, we go nationwide just about, and we got local lenders, we got banks, credit unions, so we got a plan for just about everybody.
All right, y'all go check out your next vehicle when Larry gives us directions on finding them. How do we find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:24, Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill came with traffic as well. It is a Monday. It does finally feel like fall out there, although we do have some rain in the mix coming up a couple days this week.
Yeah, so. But it doesn't matter to me because I would rather it rain while we get a little bit of cool weather than rain while it's still sweltering heat during October.
I'll take that, too.
I'm happy with the fall weather.
Yeah, I'll take that, too. So that is that's happening. Also happening today, Congressman Bradley Byrne, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne, hosts a town hall meeting. Happens at 11:30 this morning in Lillian. It's the first of three town hall meetings that are going on this month. Next one coming up on the 25th in Saraland City Hall. That's at 3 o'clock. And then on the 29th, Monday the 29th, in Bilobattery at the Bilobattery City Hall. That's at 11 a.m. I will point this out, that I take issue with so many, whether it be a city council meeting, and I know they do those in the mornings. They have pre-council and then council meeting. And when so many things are set during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a frustration. I've talked to members of Congress about that. I've talked to members of local government around this, and I understand they have a work schedule during the day, and if they're doing regular work matters, it needs to be in their daily schedule. But it's tough. I mean, you have something at 11:30. I think you get a skewed audience. People, I'll often talk to reporters, say, "Well, the audience," and y'all don't get mad. I'm just being factual here, we'll say the audience was very old at such and such event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing against very old people. It's just not mixed in with other age groups. But when you have retirees can go, the other people working. I do get frustrated when we have things in the middle of the workday versus maybe have them at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, and you noticed that one of the best turnouts at city council this year was the college mm-hmm. students
yep.
for the South Alabama. And it's because they're college students. They
can work the schedule, yeah.
That's exactly right. I do agree that when it's something that's really important to the community, it'd be nice if maybe they can keep their same day-to-day, 11:30, whatever start, mm-hmm. but also add an additional one for after work.
Yeah, like a nighttime one. If you get them to do that, I'll give you at least two thumbs up because that's all I have. Hey, speaking of encouragement here, too, let me give him a shout out because he probably may, I don't know if he's on the way to take a child to school today this morning or where, John Sharp, our buddy John Sharp from AL.com.
Yep.
As we have been scoring, we have our college pick'em group here that Dalton started up before the start of the college football season. Over 100 of us in this thing.
180, I think.
Okay, 180 of us in doing, each week we're picking the college football games. We won't get into where I am on the rankings, but I do want to get into number one, mm-hmm. My friend here, Dalton, is now up to...
I'm up to number 20. And,
and you were down with me in the 100s.
Yeah, I was slumming it there for a while. I had a really rough couple of first weeks, but have slowly kind of clawed my way back into it. But someone who has really gotten into the mix, John Sharp, he now sits second in the entire group. But that's
crushing 12, it.
That's 12 points still, 12 points behind the leader, the Pick'em Professor. And that name ended up being pretty correct.
Yes.
Pick'em Professor has been near the top or at the top for the entire year. But yeah, Pick'em Professor number one, and then John Sharp, who we talk to every single week right here on FM Talk 106.5. He's in second place with 306 points. And then
talk about the percentage. Just for a second.
The percentage?
Yeah,
oh, okay. Well, they put percentage of where you rank according to the rest of every single person that plays this game. And I think it's something like 200,000 that play this game with ESPN.
Like there's like our group, but mm-hmm. our group with FM Talk 106.5 is within the broader...
That's correct. Right. Within everyone in America.
Right.
And John Sharp right now in the 98th percentile. So he's doing better than 98% of everyone that's playing this game. But then Pick'em Professor, he's at the 99.8th percentile. Only 0.2% of the people that are playing this game are doing better than the person who's leading our group. And then you have Big Al, I Hit Dingers in third place, Obby Dude in fourth, and then the Old Master Chief in fourth also, and Flea Flicker tied for fourth. So it's been really fun this year, and I'm hoping we can keep this rolling year after year. But one of these years, I'm going to win it. Maybe I can get up there this year.
Well, I mean, you're moving on up. You've done great things, leaping forward with your ranking. I just thought it was worth noting, like Pick'em Professor and John Sharp. This is for all the people playing this in the U.S. When you're at 98th percentile in accuracy with a bunch of people that are already high graded coming to ESPN, being pretty good at picking games, I think it's worth noting. So not only is he handy with the word processor there at AL.com, he's obviously handy picking the football games. John Sharp, good work. And he had a birthday last week,
Just
too.
Don't ask him to pick against Iowa.
Yeah,
he will not do it.
That's true. You got to have your standards, right? Yeah. 729 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An important reminder for those wanting to vote in the midterm elections next month. Today is the deadline to register. People can register by mail, in person, or online. Voters will go to the polls November 6th to elect a governor, attorney general, congressional and legislative representatives, and other offices. Alabama voters next month will decide a constitutional amendment regarding the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools and government buildings. The proposal would allow public schools and government buildings to display the Ten Commandments in a way that complies with constitutional requirements, such as being intermingled with historical documents. The two candidates for governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis and Andrew Gillum, squared off in their first debate Sunday night. The candidates spoke about several different topics, including school shootings, race, and President Trump.
I'm a big supporter of the school security. I think we need to do more.
That if they drop their kids off at school, they want to know when they go to pick them up, will they pick them up alive or in body bags?
The pair also talked about Medicaid expansion, tax plans, and the Comey investigation. Early voting also kicks off today in Florida. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Newly shown surveillance footage related to the killing of Jamal Khashoggi appears to show a man walking around in the writer's clothing in Istanbul after his killing. The supposed body double was a member of the 15-man Saudi team sent to Istanbul, apparently to target the writer. Clarissa Ward is there for us, saying the investigation is continuing.
We know today there are more employees of the consulate being interviewed by the Turkish prosecutor's office, and we also expect to hear from Turkish President Erdogan tomorrow.
The European Union this morning is calling on the United States and Russia to stick to the 1987 nuclear weapons treaty that President Trump says he is scrapping, with plans to develop new weapons. From Louisville, news that the Anderson County School District has extra security this morning. This after the arrest of a heavily armed man named Dylan Gerald last week. Charges include terroristic threatening against schools. Schools there were closed down on Friday. Pre-market trading is pointing to a recovery on Wall Street today after a tumultuous last week. I'm Michael Toscano.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. 40 years later, Michael Myers is still drawing huge audiences for a good scare. Halloween opened in first place at the weekend box office with $77.5 million in ticket sales. It's the second highest horror opening of all time behind last year's It. A Star is Born was second with $19.3 million, while Venom dropped to third with $18.1 million. Uber envisions taking to the skies with a fleet of food delivery drones in as little as 3 years. An ambitious timeline for a ride-hailing company that would face numerous technical challenges and regulatory hurdles. The San Francisco company is seeking an operations executive who can help make delivery drones functional as soon as next year and commercially operational in multiple markets by 2021, according to a job posting that appeared on Uber's website. App-reliant Uber has limited experience developing hardware beyond its scooters and equipment for self-driving vehicles. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood-look laminate flooring, all on sale, up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. so can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And this feels a little more like it. In the 40s as we got started this morning. Okay, yes. And yesterday, let me give that a check mark for yes as well.
Yeah, it wasn't about a week ago, maybe less than that. We were up to 91 degrees. But here we are in the 40s this morning. And that's no record, because now the records are in the 30s, so we're a long way from that. As for today, a beautiful day, big high-pressure system that gave us a nice day yesterday. We'll do it again today, partly cloudy, about 75 for this afternoon. And then tonight, clouds will come back in, and it looks like there's a chance that we could see a shower after midnight. Won't be as cool tonight, about 58 degrees for the low tomorrow morning. Tomorrow should be a mostly cloudy day. What we're going to see is a weather front out over the Gulf will kind of come back as a warm front. And as it nears the coast, we've got a chance of a few showers tomorrow with temperatures in the lower 70s. So we'll see those temperatures stay in the 70s. Now, looking ahead to Wednesday, a cold front will move in from the north, come down through Alabama, and will reach us on Wednesday. And it'll be partly cloudy, about 75 degrees. And then on Thursday, a storm system over the southern portion of Texas, near the Texas coast, will start moving east along the northern Gulf Coast, and that means rain for Thursday. And I mean a good chance for rain Thursday, and it's going to keep temperatures on the cool side. The moisture will come in over the top of the cool air, and we're going to see highs only in the upper 60s on Thursday with rain. The rain moves out for Friday, slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 60s, and then the dry air comes in for the weekend, and it looks really good. Mostly sunny, 72 on Saturday, sunny and 75 on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? You watching anything there?
It's looking really good. At the moment, we're seeing some upper air winds that are very unfavorable for anything out in the Atlantic. And this may be a trend now toward bringing an end to the Atlantic-type storms, that is, in the tropical Atlantic. This time of the year, we tend to look more to the Western Caribbean and the Gulf. But right now, it's quiet in both those areas, and hopefully we'll stay that way for a while.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Also find out more about him on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, where you can see three big things, top stories this morning that are trending, a guide on how to help with Hurricane Michael relief, the growing caravan of migrants resuming their march to the towards the U.S. border after they were not stopped by Mexican officials, and Turkey revealing details of their probe into the Khashoggi killing. That's up there. But while you're there, click the link for the Ultimate Tailgate Prime giveaway. When you do, you'll see details, because we're just a couple weeks out, Hal. Three weeks out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, November 15th, I believe, yeah, is when we're giving that away.
So little less than a month away from giving away $6,000 in prizes from our partners at The Cart Doctor, Old Time Feed, Bailey's TV, Fairhope Brewing, and The Carrot Patch. All those participating sponsors have a box, a registration box, in their store. Stop by there once per day per store. Don't be stuffing ballots here. Once per day per store. Drop your name in, and then you have a chance to win when we do this drawing. Now, unlike, we'll just say, other contests that go on, this is not national. We're a locally owned business. We're a local-owned radio station. We have no offices anywhere else. So contests start right here, and the winners are always from right here. It's not once in a while. They're always from right here. So check out the details on our website, fmtalk1065.com, for the ultimate tailgate prize giveaway. 7:38, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, delays at Moffitt University, also Dauphin and Airport in 65, as we've got an overturned vehicle there at Ziegler and Foster Drive. Fire department on the scene, and they've had to reset the lights again this morning. They're not working at Theodore Dawes Road on the ramps to I-10. Make those four-way stops. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3662 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Get your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less, but no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, the beer business sure looks sexy, fun, and funny. But what's the beer business really like? More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Chris Fuchsia's third generation in the beer business. From the outside looking in, the beer business sure looks all dilly-dilly. Or is it like most businesses that from the outside look like easy fun, but in reality are long hours and hard work? And how do you get today's most fickle generation of consumers, the millennials, to order a beer by brand name instead of, I'll just take an IPA? And what's ahead for us beer drinkers? Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. We're talking a little bit here that I guess nobody won the Mega Millions Powerball.
Yeah, no one won the Mega Millions or the Powerball. I think combined they're over $2 billion now.
That may be worth going to get a ticket now, right? But of course, nobody from Alabama would be going because, I mean, we don't have lottery here. Nobody would want lottery. I expect delays at the... When do they draw again? Friday?
I think tomorrow night is the Mega Millions drawing and then Wednesday night the Powerball.
Okay,
drawing.
So for the next two afternoons... expect a lot of traffic eastbound and westbound I-10 at the Florida-Alabama line. 7:41, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Good news for Austal USA as the U.S. Navy gives the green light to purchase materials for the 13th Expeditionary Fast Transport after being awarded the undefinitized contract action worth $57.8 million. That money will enable Austal USA to purchase items for production engineering and materials needed for future vessels. So Austal can then order components like diesel engines, water jets, and reduction gears. The Government Accountability Office has said that such contract actions can be used to meet urgent needs, allowing the Department of Defense to, quote, authorize contractors to begin work before reaching a final agreement on contract terms. This information coming to us from AL.com. The EPF is a multi-purpose catamaran that can transport troops, supplies, or machinery and has an articulated dock which allows it to load and unload heavy cargo in unimproved ports. Austal USA reports the total value of the program through 12 ships has been more than $2.5 billion. And looking ahead, military spending allocations for the 2018-2019 fiscal year include money for a 14th EPF. If you're headed to work this morning, there's a good news, bad news scenario if you want to talk about Mega Millions. Bad news first, no one correctly picked the winning numbers last Friday. But here's the good news, you still have a chance to go for the gold. More than $1.6 billion. That's the new jackpot number right now, but as more people purchase tickets, that number will climb. Last Friday's winning numbers, 15, 23, 53, 65, 70, and the Mega Ball was 7. The chance of winning the big prize is 1 in 303 million. The next drawing is Tuesday, October the 23rd. Mega Millions tickets are sold in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tickets are not sold in Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Utah. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
4.
Paid political ad by Finley for circuit judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. Even though we've retired our tennis shoe business, we're still the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up Wednesday, November 7th, the MSA presents the first ever Alabama High School Athletic Association South Super Regional Cheer Competition to take place in the Mobile Civic Center Arena, with the winners advancing to the state championship in December. For more info, visit AHSAA.com. Go all out. We do.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. As Mobile police investigate a deadly weekend shooting, the victim's family plans to honor him on the same street where his life was taken. They plan to hold a candlelight vigil for Justin Mooney tonight at 7 o'clock on Raven Drive. Mooney died Saturday afternoon in his mother's driveway. He was caught in crossfire of a drive-by shooting. Mooney's family says the two other people injured were the intended targets. No arrests have been made. A homicide investigation is underway in Milton. A man was found shot to death on John Hamm Road near Highway 87. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office confirms the body was found shortly after 11:30 last night. The first deputies to arrive on the scene attempted to revive the victim, but he was pronounced dead. The victim has not been identified. More than 100,000 people across the Florida panhandle are still in the dark as crews work to restore power 12 days after Hurricane Michael. Most of those outages are in Bay County. Gulf Power spokesman Jeff Rogers says 1,200 employees are on the ground working, in addition to 6,200 people from 15 states helping out. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Penelope House, Mobile Safety Home for Victims, wants you to learn what you can about this critical issue. Look for the Domestic Violence Awareness Display, which will travel throughout the Mobile area to show how domestic violence affects the entire community, to help victims break their silence and seek help, and the importance of law enforcement's involvement. Learn more at PenelopeHouse.org and on the Penelope House Facebook page.
Good morning, 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Associated Press Top 25 poll was released yesterday after week 8 of the college football season. And for the first time this year, the Alabama Crimson Tide are unanimously ranked number one. We got all 61 first place votes. That, of course, comes after the 58-21 win over the Tennessee Vols on Saturday. And after beating an undefeated North Carolina State team, Clemson rose one spot to number 2 this week. That's because Ohio State dropped from number 2 to number 11 after an upset loss to Purdue 49-20.
Boilermakers
yes. Came through with a huge win. Notre Dame is ranked number 3 and LSU ranked number 4. That sets the stage for a top 5 matchup between the Tigers and the Crimson Tide in Baton Rouge coming up on November the 3rd. Both teams are off this weekend. Michigan is ranked number 5, while Washington State was the biggest riser this week. They're up to number 14, 11 spots after beating the Oregon Ducks. There are now 6 SEC teams ranked in the top 25. Alabama's number 1, LSU number 4, Georgia is ranked 7th, Florida 9th, Kentucky 12th, and Texas A&M ranked 16th. Mississippi State fell out of the rankings after losing for the third time this season. In the NFL, former Auburn Tigers running back Kerryon Johnson rushed for 158 yards, and the Detroit Lions beat Miami 32-21. New Orleans beat Baltimore 24-23 when Ravens kicker Justin Tucker missed the game-tying extra point attempt in the final minute. That was his first extra point miss in 223 attempts.
Justin Tucker. Are you kidding me? The first miss in his career.
Saints have now won 5 games in a row. Adam Thielen tied an NFL record Sunday with his 7th consecutive 100-yard game to begin a season. He made 9 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown in his team's 37-17 victory over the Jets. Jacksonville starting quarterback Blake Bortles was benched for Cody Kessler in a 20-7 loss to Houston. Here's Jacksonville head coach Doug Marrone following the game.
I just literally did it to try to get a damn spark from this football team, to put everyone everyone on notice, okay, to that they have to focus and they have to go out there and play better.
That was Jacksonville's fourth consecutive loss. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 26-23 in overtime with a 59-yard field goal from Chandler Catanzaro. Cam Newton threw two touchdowns and led a Carolina Panthers comeback victory over the Philadelphia Eagles 21-17. The Eagles led 17-0 to begin the fourth quarter. In NASCAR, Chase Elliott won Sunday's Cup playoff elimination race at Kansas Speedway. He fended off a late charge from Kyle Busch to capture his third win of the year, and it was his second win in the round of 12. Coming up next weekend, the round of 8 begins with the first Data 500 at Martinsville Speedway. And in golf, Brooks Koepka won the CJ Cup by 4 strokes and became the number 1 ranked golfer in the world in the process. 3-time major winner Koepka closed out the win in South Korea with a final round 8 under 64. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Moffett Road in the eastbound lanes just west of Snow Road. They've got another accident with injury. Still working out overturned vehicle at Ziegler and Foster Drive. And then they've had issues with the lights again this morning at Theodore Dawes Road on the ramps to I-10. So be careful through there, seeing some extra backup. It's dinner and a thriller at the Battle House Hotel this Saturday with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. Only $62 per person. Includes a buffet, dinner, wine, and the show. Get your tickets at Eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Right, 753 FM Talk 106.5. I know Terry. Terry says, I don't know, Sean, only $1.6 billion. You think it might be enough to get a ticket yet? It's just over the decades working with folks that be, you know, whenever the story would get big on a lottery winning, I'd work with guys and say, well, I guess I'm going to go now and get me a ticket. Mm-hmm. And I would look at them and go, dude, because like $5 million wouldn't, like,
be good.
Right.
That's like not worth your time. They say, well, I guess it's over $100 million now. I'm going to go get one. What, dude? Like,
I just happened to be going to Louisiana this weekend.
Right. You were in Lafayette, and you picked up some.
Well, I got to the front counter, and then I realized that it is illegal in Alabama.
Right.
And that I probably shouldn't. So, actually, I did go ahead and,
right.
and play for the first time Mega Millions and Powerball.
So, you're in.
I am in. So, if you see the winner, and the winner's name is anonymous, well, you'll know I hit it big.
And Dalton doesn't show up for work.
That'll be the real key.
That would be the only thing that would keep that man right there from work, and I would understand. By the way, some traffic issues to add to the mix here. I-10 westbound ramp to the Bankhead Tunnel backed up onto the Bayway. Also, an abandoned stalled vehicle on University at Old Shell at the light, southbound University. So take those into account. We'll get more traffic updates from Kane coming up in just a second. All right, now, Kelly, with headlines. Oh, talking about the state auction. If you're looking to buy state items, maybe even Wanda's desk from Governor Bentley's former office.
That would be fantastic.
Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love a good auction, this is your week. As Wednesday, October the 24th, the state's surplus property auction is set for the highest bidder. Vehicles, computers, office furniture, appliances, and more all up for auction in Montgomery. The auction will be held at the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs Surplus Property Division Warehouse. The auction starts at 8 a.m. and will continue until the very last item is sold. Here's a sneak peek of some of the items looking for a new home. Dormitory furniture, medical lifts, a flatbed trailer, and a scoreboard and bleachers. If you're looking for a vehicle, a 2010 Ford F-150 needs a new home, a 2014 Ford E-350 passenger van, and a 2010 Ford Explorer, all looking for the highest bidder. Here's what you need to do, though. You need to bring a photo ID and have your Social Security number or your federal employee ID. That's needed to bid on items. If you'd like more information, call 334-284-0577. If you are a night owl and love science, you may have seen quite a celestial light show overnight. NASA confirms the Orionids meteor shower at peaked overnight from Sunday, October 21st, to this morning. That shower would produce between 15 to 20 meteors per hour and was best seen between 2 and 5 a.m. The Orionids tend to peak midway through the month of October. According to NASA, these meteors are on the move, traveling at about 148,000 miles per hour, all while leaving glowing, quote, trains, which are incandescent bits of debris in the wake of the meteor, which lasts for several seconds to several minutes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. Yeah, so we were talking about this, I think, last hour, and the Orionid meteor shower brings Halley's Comet.
That's right.
Is it next year or the year after? It's supposed to be really visible again, I think, in the next cycle.
Well, that's the only comet that I know of. So when you were asking earlier which comet, I thought, it can't be the only comet that I know the name of. And it ends up, Halley's Comet does travel with the...
There was the Hale-Bopp comet.
Ooh.
That I remember back in, gosh, how long ago was that, y'all? Remember the occult that these people killed themselves because
that's
they were
right.
supposed to get on this spaceship and travel or something like that? I remember that Hale-Bopp comet, was that, that's 10 years ago, maybe more than that, maybe that whole thing. Somewhere in my memory banks, that's happened, but it's been at least 10 years, I'll bet. It's been at least 10 years on that. Next hour.
97.
Okay, so a lot more than that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So 20 years. Next hour, a couple items up, and you can add some to the mix as well, but some of the bigger stories we're watching. Number one, we are, just a heads up, final day to register to vote for next month. So you can do it online, you can do it in person, you can mail it, but it has to be postmarked today. We'll also talk about the Saudis and this description now of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Wow. Also, police in Mexico said they tried to head off the caravan of migrants trying to reach the U.S. but couldn't stop them. Really? You said Mexican riot police couldn't stop them? What's all this about? We'll talk about it next hour. Y'all stay close.